Now we read, better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. And Solomon was both of them. He was a wise child, and he was a very foolish king. Now verse 14, for out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. And the reason that we ought to be interested in what happens in Washington and in your state capital is because it's going to affect your living. And today that's what's making a great many people poor, because politicians are becoming rich, are becoming influential. And as long as people are protesting that, I'll go along with it, because the situation that has arisen in this country of ours, the corruption, is something that is wrecking business and is making a great many people poor, and retired people suffer from it. These are tremendous statements that are made here, and it reveals that God is interested in you. He's interested in you as a child, as you mature, as you become an old person. And he's interested in your welfare down here. This, I think, is something that needs to be considered today. Now, we read on here, and I read now verse 15, I considered all the living which walk under the sun with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. There's no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Now, there are two things here that I'd like for you to notice. He says the second child is generally the one. And Solomon was the second child. He was the second child of Bathsheba. And he was not the one that David would have chosen to have been king. And Solomon apparently had noted that after all, Isaac was not the first son of Abraham, and that Jacob was not the first son, that God has a way of choosing the seconds. You feel second class today. May I say you're first class with God. Then the second thing to note here is, and I can bring this down to something very practical for us today. Sometimes we have a very popular president, and then as time begins to recede from him, we find out what a second-class president he really was. When all the glamour boys get away from him, and the publicity man no longer heard, and the news media's no longer playing him up, and we begin to see that his time that he was in office did not bring any blessing to the nation, but actually it was a time of deterioration, a time when the nation began to go down. And so that's what he's talking about here. Apparently, God wants to give us all just a little consecrated gumption, and how we need that today.